Well, what we are demanding as the National Union of Mine Workers is a 14% wage increment from the power parastatal ESCOM, and they are offering 8%. And we have reached a dispute. It is our intention to engage in a massive protest action at their headquarters next Thursday, as the three unions that are organizing at ESCOM. And from there, we will see what the reaction is, and we will then move towards a full-blown strike action.
If your union goes on strike, South Africa is practically paralyzed, bearing in mind that 95% of electricity is generated at ESCOM.
Well, we don't know that, but what we know is that our members will go on strike action. Whether the country is going to be powerless, we're quite hopeful that the chief executive officer of the power statal should be able to do maintenance himself. Honestly speaking, our focus as a union is not on any other thing, but it's on the workers. And that's why we are saying it's either we get what we are looking for or we provide strike action, and that is the nature of our business.
There have been and still are a lot of strikes in South Africa recently. What are the conditions for the workers in your country?
Well, we can only speak for our workers, which are construction, energy and mine workers. And their conditions are still very bad. And that's why we are doing all we can to ensure that they are also able to get better wages, to be able to weather the recession that we also find ourselves. Because the so-called recession is not only affecting the companies, but it's also affecting us as poor workers.